Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you for listening to the Qalam podcast. My name is Abdul Nasser Jangda, and I'm excited to announce a new learning opportunity from the comfort of your home. Here at Qalam, we strive to create opportunities for people all around the world from all walks of life to learn about Islam. One amazing program that is a part of this mission is the Seerah Intensive, an in-depth study of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seerah Intensive is a one-of-a-kind immersive learning experience for the entire family. You receive access to great teachers, develop lifelong friendships with students of knowledge from all around the world, benefit from countless invaluable lessons, and at the end of the day, walk away with a newfound love for the best human being to ever walk this earth, bidnillahi ta'ala. This year, the Seerah Intensive will be offered exclusively online. All recordings and class materials will be provided for lifetime access for you to continue and revisit at your own pace. We will also be offering Seerah Intensive online for kids. For more information, please visit QalamIntensives.com. We hope to see you this winter to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with us. Thank you and enjoy the podcast. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Mufti Kamani for such a beautiful and powerful session. Allowing us to experience what is indeed one of the most tragic moments in human history, but also one of the most important moments in human history. Because if we truly realize what happened on that day, what transpired on that day, then as Mufti Saab was just mentioning at the end, we would then grasp and understand the great responsibility that we all have and how important it is for us to start doing something about it and start making some progress. In closing here, I wanted to conclude by just doing two things. And I know that, mashallah, many of y'all have been watching with us and tuned in from the very beginning, and we definitely appreciate that. Those who have tuned in later on, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for joining us on a Saturday afternoon, but for a very worthy cause, to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And any sessions that sessions that we've had today here in the conference that you might not have been able to view, that you might not have been able to listen to, worry not. You can go to the Qalam YouTube channel. You can go to the Qalam Facebook page, and you will be able to see the entirety of today's program and broadcast, inshallah. Along with that, mashallah, our very dedicated team at Qalam will also be taking today's session and putting them on the Qalam podcast, so you'll be able to listen to it and benefit from it there as well, inshallah, bidnillah. So I have two things that I'd like to do here to close out today's program. First of all, I had mentioned earlier that I have a very special announcement to make, a very exciting announcement, something that Qalam has done now for at least 6, maybe 7 years, is that every single winter, during the winter break, you know, there's a winter break. Everyone kind of enjoys a little bit of time off, definitely from school. Colleges are out. Schools are off. But even working folks, it's a little bit of a slower time of the year in terms of work as well. So what we did was, here at Qalam, we decided to utilize that time, take advantage of that opportunity, and put together a program that everyone could benefit from. The whole family could continue learning about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, increase their knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his life significantly, a significant amount, a very thorough, detailed curriculum going through the entirety of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, by learning all of that and, you know, having these profound discussions with all the scholars and teachers at Qalam, they'd be able to develop a profound love for the Prophet ﷺ, and then be able to practically go forward and live their lives. And subhanAllah, we've had so many people who have given us, you know, feedback over the years. They've come back and told us after, you know, months or even years, saying that after doing the Seerah intensive, it completely changed the way I live my life. And that's not a compliment to Qalam, that's not a compliment to the instructors or anything, even though mashallah our instructors are amazing. But that's not what they're complimenting. What they are saying is the life of the Prophet ﷺ can be learned. It can be learned by working professionals, by dads, by moms, by college students, by high school students, by young people. The life of the Prophet ﷺ can indeed be learned. And when you do learn it, you do fall in love with him. When you know him, you fall in love with him. And when you fall in love with him, then you want to start being like him. And that's what they've told us consistently. So alhamdulillah, at this point, we've had over 1,000 people who have taken the Seerah Intensive in person. Every year, whenever we announce the Seerah Intensive, we get the number one comment, question, email. Our project management team, our marketing team is probably smiling as they hear me say this. The number one question we get is online, question mark. That's the number one comment we get. Online, question mark. Is this going to be online? And we've always done it in person. For, you know, just traditional educational purposes, we've always done it in person. But alhamdulillah, and I say alhamdulillah because we are always pleased with the decree of Allah. And I also say alhamdulillah because within challenges, there are blessings. Even within challenges, there are blessings. That's because of the pandemic, because of all the restrictions, because of safety and health precautions, we're not able to conduct the Seerah Intensive the way we normally do, where we have 150 people that are staying at a hotel, commuting back and forth to a masjid nearby, and we're having classes all day long, and we're eating breakfast together and lunch together and having evening sessions with the instructors and having dinner together and Q&A sessions late night and so on and so forth. We're not able to do it that way. But within that is an opportunity. So this year, inshallah, 2020, from December 20th to the 29th, we are going to be conducting the Seerah Intensive online for the very first time. It will entirely be provided online, where you will receive all the same instruction, all the same academic educational material, all the same Q&A sessions with the teachers, all the reflective discussions, profound, you know, conversations with our teachers. All of that will be going on December 20th through the 29th. You see the link right there, qalamintensives.com. Sign up today. A very cool thing that we do at Seerah Intensive, and we started doing this a few years ago, initiative brought forth by some of our students at the time, some of them who are now, mashallah, graduates of the Qalam Seminary of the Alamiya program, they suggested a program called Seerah Intensive for Kids. SI Kids, you'll hear us call it. But it is Seerah Intensive for Kids. And you see there, mashallah, the program is led by Sister Husni and Sister Atiya, who are students in the Qalam, at the Qalam Seminary, but Ustada Khadija, who is a graduate of the Qalam Seminary of the Alamiya program, mashallah, she's a qualified teacher of Islamic studies, specialized within the Seerah, alhamdulillah. So they have put together an unbelievable program for the kids, because we know that a lot of kids are home and the kids are going to be off from school. So this will be a really exciting, fun program. Your kids will learn a lot and they will have a lot of fun doing so. So we even have a kids program, inshallah. So all of this information, all of the above, all the details, the curriculum, everything can be found on the website. Go to qalamintensive.com and you can find it there, inshallah. And you can sign up there as well. It's it needs a little bit of updating. All of our instructors are going to be instructing and teaching at the Sira Intensive because it's online. Alhamdulillah, it'll be myself, Mufti Kamani, Ustad Abdurrahman Murphy, Sheikh Mikael Smith, Ustad Fatima Lett, Sheikh Muntasir Zaman, Ustad Atifa Sharif, Ustad Suhaib, Ustad Khadija. Inshallah, all of our instructors, you will have the privilege of learning from all of them. Particularly, there will be a little bit more intensive attention. There will be a little bit more extra attention, of course, provided by some of the senior teachers who are specialized in the seerah, like Mufti Hussein Kamani, inshallah. So it's going to be a very, very exciting program. So we're very excited to bring this to you. So once again, go to qalamintensives.com. And inshallah, there you can get all the information you need. And you can also sign up for the program because we do, it's online. So of course, a lot of people can benefit. We don't necessarily need to restrict it. We still like to have a good, healthy interaction, even when it's online. So we are going to, at some point, shut down the registration. So inshallah, sign up as soon as you can to take advantage of the opportunity and secure your place in the program. So inshallah, I wanted to announce that. Once again, I remind everyone, as I mentioned earlier, Sheikh Mikael talked about it as well, and that is, don't forget, inshallah, to support Qalam in doing all this work and making all this possible for the community. You have seen the fruits of our work here today. You heard, since Allah spoke to you, you heard from Ustada Fatima. She is a graduate, a product of the Qalam Seminary. And mashallah, she is teaching and educating hundreds of people today. And so the list goes on and on. So alhamdulillah, support our work, support qalam.com. And lastly now, inshallah, to not hold y'all up any longer and any further, I will conclude with a short dua and supplication. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa la'aqibatul muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. La ilaha illallahu al-halim al-kareem, subhanallahi Rabbil Arshil Azeem, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik, wa azaima maghfiratik, wal ghanimata min kulli bir, wa salamata min kulli ithm. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما Oh Allah, forgive all of our sins. Oh Allah, forgive all of our shortcomings. Oh Allah, overlook all of our indiscretions. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us. Forgive our sins. Shower us with your forgiveness and your mercy and your compassion, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect our iman. Increase us in our faith. Oh Allah, make us the means of guidance for all of humanity and all of mankind. Oh Allah, allow us to be the means of every single person going to paradise. And oh Allah, protect us from ever being the means of anyone being doomed to the fire of hell. O Allah, make us a means of guidance. Bless us with guidance and make us a means of guidance. O Allah, protect our iman and protect our faith. O Allah, protect the iman of our children. Protect the iman of our future generations. Protect the iman of our communities. Protect the iman of our oppressed. Protect the iman of our those amongst us who are suffering, those amongst us who are struggling. Protect their iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the lives and the dignity of believers all around the world. Protect them and grant them honor and dignity in this life and the eternal success of the life of the hereafter. Ya Allah, remove the oppression of all those being oppressed from the ummah all around the world. O Allah, remove them from their hardships. Anywhere where there are Muslims being oppressed, discriminated against, O Allah, you help them and you grant them honor and dignity and remove them from their hardship, Ya Allah. O Allah, all those who have passed, O Allah, envelop them into your mercy, O Allah. O Allah, all those who have passed, all the Muslim brothers and sisters who have passed during this pandemic and disease, O Allah, count them amongst the shuhada and grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, all the Muslim brothers and sisters who have become ill, O Allah, grant them shifa kamila ajila. O Allah, grant them an immediate and a complete cure from their illness and their disease. O Allah, all those who are jobless, grant them dignified, permissible, halal income and work, O Allah. All those that are financially struggling, O Allah, make their circumstances easier and difficult. Make their circumstances easier for them. Remove their difficulty from them. Grant them barakah and blessing in their wealth and in their health and in their livelihood and in their sustenance and in their shelter. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, remove this difficulty and remove this adversity from us. Alleviate this sickness that has afflicted so many people everywhere. O Allah, remove this hardship from us. O Allah, open the masajid, open your houses to us, open the doors of your masajid and your houses to us. Allow us and choose us and select us to be amongst the people who populate the masajid and who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein. O Allah, grant us all the understanding and the knowledge of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, bless us with the love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, allow us all to be more like the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And O Allah, when we leave this world, grant us the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and grant us the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us, allow us to be neighbors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. Amin ya rabbil alamin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين بارك الله فيكم. Once again, as always, Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you very much for tuning in. And stay tuned to Qalam, to all of our programs. You can keep in touch with what's going on at Qalam by going to our website, qalam.institute. There you can subscribe to the email list. You can follow Qalam on social media. If you are on Telegram, you can subscribe to the Qalam announcement Telegram broadcast group. There's so many ways to keep in touch with us, inshallah. So go to qalam.institute. You'll definitely find all the different ways that you can keep in touch with Qalam there and continue to benefit from all the amazing work that is being done there. As always, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.